I'm Petty Officer Bryant Lang. On this edition of the AFN Naples Report, Eagle Resolve and U.S. Army Yuma Proving Ground New Construction Ceremony. The West Virginia National Guard Cyber Protection Team Mission Element joined over 30 cyber operators from six nations in the multinational exercise Eagle Resolve 2025 in Doha, Qatar. For 2 weeks, cyber defenders from the United States, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Kuwait, Bahrain, and Oman worked together to sharpen their ability to detect and neutralize digital threats that could cripple infrastructure, disrupt military operations, and compromise national security. U.S. Army Captain William Pauley, the Army Interagency Training and Education Center Brigade's Information Systems Officer, leading the West Virginia National Guard effort, said, quote, "Cybersecurity is a team effort, and the experience gained through Eagle Resolve 25 would directly impact how we defend against cyber threats in the future. This is just the beginning of stronger partnerships and even more advanced cyber training in the years to come," end quote. Eagle Resolve 25 focuses on cyber threat hunting, a specialized operation that proactively searches for hidden cyber threats before they can strike. Using real-world attack simulations, service members and their international counterparts tracked, analyzed, and defended against cyber intrusions, learning how adversaries try to infiltrate and disrupt networks. Testing virtually every piece of equipment in the ground combat arsenal is U.S. Army Yuma Proving Ground's primary mission. Yet for 30 years, the Military Freefall School, part of the John F. Kennedy Special Warfare Center and School, has utilized the Proving Ground to train thousands of the military's most elite paratroopers. Since the opening of the world's largest vertical wind tunnels in 2014, the Military Freefall School's mission has increased significantly. Recently, ground was broken on a new ready building for Military Freefall School students. Here's Army Major Matthew Mornault, assigned to the Military Freefall School, speaking during the groundbreaking ceremony.
So this building, if you've seen our current facilities, they're from the 50s. They're old.
Fatigue on a jumper, going out six times a day,
having that adrenaline spike and that adrenaline dump all day increases risk. So over the next year, you're going to see over 500 jumpers right on here under canopy. You're helping build that capability, and I want you to know that that is a strategic capability.
For more information, visit divishub.net and defense.gov. And for local news and information around the region, tune in here with us at 97.3 The Eagle. That's the AFN Naples Report. I'm Petty Officer Bryant Lang.